Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where you can trust names like U.S. Cellular. Deputies responding to a possible burglary Saturday morning in the Fremont County town of Imogene arrested four people, including two minors, on drug and other charges. According to the Sheriff's Department, the call about an incident at the Emerald Isle came in at around 11 a.m. Saturday. Following an investigation, a search was conducted at a home in the 200 block of North Market Street in Imogene. 18-year-old Thomas J. Stogdill of Shenandoah was arrested on charges that include possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and participating in a drug gathering. He was later released on $1,000 bond. 29-year-old Jacob Daniel Cox of Imogene was arrested on two counts of contributing to the delinquency of a minor and participating in a drug gathering. He was being held over the weekend in the Fremont County Jail on $1,000 bond. A 17-year-old was charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, two counts of fourth-degree theft, third-degree criminal mischief, possession of drug paraphernalia, third-degree burglary, and participating in a drug gathering, while another 17-year-old was charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, fourth-degree theft, third-degree criminal mischief, possession of drug paraphernalia, third-degree burglary, and participating in a drug gathering. Assisting the Fremont County Sheriff's Office in conducting the investigation and making the arrests were officers with the Tabor Police Department. News time is 7:08.
Pardon our mess, but we're getting close. This is Josh from Rex Pharmacy. Work is progressing, and much of the work is complete. The pharmacy is now functioning fully in its new location, and Cellular is back where it belongs. There's still more to do, and we appreciate your patience, but we're excited about all the improvements we're bringing, all in order to serve you better. In the meantime, we'd love to have you stop by, because the one thing that won't change is our service to you at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. You can watch our progress on Facebook.
When you're in a hurry, or even when you're not for that matter, standing in line or waiting for your prescription can be frustrating. But if you choose Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you'll get the level of service you're looking for. Maybe you need your prescription filled in 10 minutes, or you have questions for the pharmacist. All of our pharmacists will take the time to get to know you, explain your medication, and answer questions you may have. Fast prescription service. I sure like the sound of that. When you're in a hurry and need a prescription, let us take care of you. This is Matt. Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Snow is falling in northern Iowa, but meteorologists say heavier snow is on the way for that section of the state. The National Weather Service said an inch and a half of snow had already fallen on Charles City by 5:30 this morning, and they say the snow band is expected to leave up to 3 inches in some parts of northern or northeast Iowa. Heavier snow is expected to arrive later tonight, totaling up to 6 inches by sunrise Tuesday, and as much as 8 inches or more by Tuesday evening before the storm exits the state. Blowing snow and drifting are expected Tuesday afternoon as well in portions of northeast and north central Iowa. The Weather Service said travel will become dangerous in that part of the state and all but impossible in some locations, so do consider that if you have any travel plans for the early part of this week. The American Red Cross's Nebraska Southwest Iowa Region Heroes in the Heartland Awards Luncheon is scheduled to take place March the 13th at the Embassy Suites in La Vista, Nebraska, and it'll honor individuals from Southwest Iowa and the Omaha metro area who've saved another person's life during the past year or who have positively impacted the quality of life in the Heartland in other ways. Among the honorees is a father and son who put the safety of others first when they warned the Fremont County town of Thurmond about an approaching tornado in April of 2012. Rod Humphreys and his 16-year-old son Mason will receive an award in recognition. Mason alerted his father, the mayor of Thurmond, about the EF2 twister, which packed winds of up to 125 miles per hour. Moments later, the mayor scrambled from his home to the fire station, where he sounded the tornado sirens that alerted the community. About 90% of the buildings in town were destroyed or sustained damage, but there were no reported fatalities and only a few minor injuries. The Heroes in the Heartland event, which is held each year on the second Wednesday in March, originates from the Red Cross's belief that the qualities of bravery, commitment, dedication, and selfless behavior should be recognized and honored. Iowa's tornado season is almost here, so the American Red Cross is launching a free application for smartphones and tablets that's linked to tornado alerts via weather radio. Dan Cataldi is the Red Cross's state response officer for Iowa, and he says that the application is free and it could be a lifesaver.
It'll actually sound an alarm and give you that warning even if the app is closed. So it's a great device for people to have on their smartphones. So if a tornado happens in the middle of the night, if the TVs are off and they don't own a weather radio, they'll still be notified and be able to get to safety.
When the tornado warning has expired or been canceled, you'll get an all-clear notice as well. It also keeps you in the weather loop if you're away from home.
It does have the ability to track your location, so it can use your settings if you have your location, if you allow it to do that. You can also program in to follow other locations. So if you have family or friends in another area and you want to follow the weather alerts in their area, for instance, my family's in Kansas City, I can, you know, track what's going on down there. So it will follow you, but you can also follow other places as well.
While tornado season will arrive with the warmer weather of spring, Cataldi reminds you that tornadoes can strike during any month of the year. The application is designed to provide a host of useful information, including where the nearest tornado shelter is located.
When you're in a watch phase, it gives you ideas and suggestions of things to do to prepare. And then it helps with recovery as well. So after the storm has passed, it gives you the ability to send out a message very quickly telling people that you're safe and okay, just through clicking a button within the app.
It can also be set up to notify you about severe thunderstorms, flash floods, and other weather warnings. The application is among several free apps being offered by the Red Cross, along with other useful programs covering topics like first aid, CPR, wildfires, earthquakes, hurricanes, and more. The Tornado app, along with the others, can be found in the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store for Android by searching for American Red Cross or by going to www.redcross.org/mobile apps. News time is 7:13.
The chills, the headaches, the grogginess, the stuffed up sinuses. When cold and flu strike you and your family, you can count on help you'll receive at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. You'll find a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu remedies to offer relief. Plus, if you're on a prescription and need to know how some of these cold and flu remedies will interact with your prescription, all of our Health Mart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources that can recommend the best products for you. This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy. Don't let cold and flu season bring you down. Let us take care of you. We want to be your pharmacy.
Pardon our mess, but we're getting close. This is Josh from Rex Pharmacy. Work is progressing, and much of the work is complete. The pharmacy is now functioning fully in its new location, and cellular is back where it belongs. There's still more to do, and we appreciate your patience, but we're excited about all the improvements we're bringing, all in order to serve you better. In the meantime, we'd love to have you stop by, because the one thing that won't change is our service to you at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. You can watch our progress on Facebook.
In the funeral announcements, 85-year-old Evelyn Olson of Coon Rapids died Thursday at St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. Funeral services for Evelyn Olson will be this morning at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. Judith Faye Hansen, age 69, of Elkhorn, died Thursday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Judith Hansen will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dewey Ohms, age 87, of Anita, died Friday at the Caring Acres Nursing Home in Anita. Funeral services for Dewey Ohms will be today at 11 o'clock at the Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has the arrangements. Mary Lou Stengel, age 83, of Manning and formerly of Coon Rapids, died Sunday at the Manning Hospital. The massive Christian burial service for Mary Lou Stengel will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Dave Worthington, age 74, of Atlantic, died Saturday at his home. Memorial services for Dave Worthington will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Viola Dowd, age of Stockton, California, died February 25th. Interment for Viola Dowd will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Greenwood Cemetery in Cumberland. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Megan McCarthy Johansson, age 29, of Omaha and formerly of Avoca, died February 28th. A massive Christian burial service for Megan Johansson will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the AHST High School Gym in Avoca. That is a change of location from previous announcements. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Roy Schilling, age 79, of Aspinwall, died Sunday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Services for Roy Schilling are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And that is a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The price you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.